Shoop has a very compact offense. It's really tough on a bunch of the older, like, wide receivers.
Right.
And they don't know, like, the timings and stuff like that. And he's just natural for it. His dad is a coach. He knows what's going on. Like, he understands football.
Gabe, everybody keeps talking about Gabe. Poor Gabe. I think Gabe has the potential to be it, but he's sick of hearing about how he has the potential to do it. Why will he be the guy that everybody thinks he can be this year?
When it comes down to potential, that's one thing that our team hates now. Like, we don't want potential around our name as a team because potential means you haven't done anything.
Yep.
In some sense, it's mean.
Yep.
When they tell you you have the potential, that means we expect more than you expect for yourself.
Yep.
So he's the type of person, he's tired of hearing that. He's ready to work. Look at his body. He's huge. He's tall. He's fast. He can catch. It's just he has to stay healthy.
Yeah. Thanks, Ricardo.
Yeah, many times.
How would you compare the spring camp from Coach Hope to Coach Hazel?
I would say fast. And I would say we've learned a lot. Coach Hazel's spring practice was, I would say our longest practice was like an hour and 45 minutes. 2 hours at the most. While sometimes Coach Hope's practice was, I would say, an hour and 45 is the shortest. And practices were drug out. And Coach Hazel's practices, sometimes we go in situations that you would never get back. It's like a game situation. Like, you only have two plays to make your, like, you make your plays, and if you don't make your plays, you would never get them back again. While Coach Hope is, you have three sets of those two plays. You know, you might mess up the first set, the second set you might can redeem yourself, and the third set you might get a chance to win. In Coach Hazel's mind, if you lose that first set, you have lost.
We grew up.
The game is done.
Right.
You can't ever get that back.
How much of an excitement was there around you and your teammates when you first heard that Hazel was going to be coming in and taking over?
It was. Even though we lost our coach, our head coach, we like Coach Hope a lot. We love Coach Hope. But watching Kent State play last year, you had Dre Archer, you had the other running back, and you just see their team. They didn't have the most talented players around, but they played with top teams around. And you just know he has a background at Ohio State with some of the great wide receivers in the NFL, and he's a business-like coach. You do your research on him, everybody talks great about him. And we was ready to come in. He came in, and the first day he demanded respect. He came in dressed nice, and he came in with an attitude to win.
Last year, Purdue was one of the most penalized teams in the Big Ten. Has Coach brought in referees to practices?
I think we have referees every day, really. If we don't have referees, he's the referee, and he makes note of every penalty. And the next day in practice, when we're in meeting rooms, he will make sure that you know you had a penalty, and he will put your name up on the bulletin board in front of the whole team so everybody can see it. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to drop a ball, you don't want to fumble, and you don't want to take your players down when you're not supposed to, because you're getting penalized, and you have to run for that, you have to do push-ups, and everybody on the team will know that you messed up.
So in other words, would you say he's brought in more of a discipline?
Yes, he brought in more discipline and maturity.
One thing he was talking about yesterday is how he came up with a new nickname for your stadium, calling it the Furnace. How'd that rub off on all of you when you first heard that?
Well, if it's a new nickname, we thought it was great because we kind of see it as a new start. The Furnace is right now 100%. We have no losses in the Furnace. We have losses in Ross A, but on the Furnace, you have no losses. It's a new start to him. It's a new start to Purdue. It's a new era. And you want to try to keep that record up. And the Furnace is somewhere that the Boilermakers work. And
how difficult is that, though, for you when you're entering your senior season? You've been so accustomed to things being a certain way, and then now your last year, everything's changing.
It just comes with maturity. You have to take it and go with it. No matter if you don't like your head coach, that's like F saying if you don't like you have a new boss. You have to turn to what he wants. He's our boss. We have to go with what he wants. Because if you don't, you can just lag in the back end. Then what do you accomplish?
Who are some younger guys that have stepped up their practice on the defensive side of the ball?
Frankie Williams at corner. Landon Fichter, he was a playmaker last year. And I said Ryan Russell and Joe Gilliam.
have a good defensive line and a guy like Kawan Short, it makes it a little bit easier on you guys in the secondary.
Yeah.
Who's going to step up on the defensive line this year?
I would say Bruce Gaston and Ryan Russell. Ryan Russell, if you watch a bunch of films, he stayed in the backfield, but sometimes in the secondary, we didn't hold it down, and they were able to get the passes off. He missed a couple sacks because of that. He got a lot of hits and hurries on quarterbacks, though.